7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino, joined on the line now by Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe. Recap of last night's meeting. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Give us the recap.
Sure. So we had a lengthy agenda last night, but not a lot of decision-making, so I'll try to be brief since there weren't too many votes. But first on the agenda, the first selectman's proposal to install a statue to the 41st president on Greenwich Avenue in front of the Havemeyer Building was discussed for the first time with the Planning and Zoning Commission. This is a site plan application for that. The discussion went around, again, as we would expect, the design and the location and the thoughts and why this site was chosen versus others. First selectman was very detailed in the decision that this is part of the Veterans Park, and President Bush being a veteran, it's an appropriate spot for an homage to him. Commission was questioning a little bit about the stylistic choices with the monument. It would look somewhat similar to the Colonel Bolling Monument just to the south with a plinth behind it and the statue in front. Question of whether a full 360 view would be more appropriate, less pronounced, but more appropriate for the style of the monument that was being sought. Also, unfortunately, the location was picked has a old growth tree stands in front of it that makes it very attractive. And the one of those trees has come down, and another one we've just found out from the tree warden will likely have to come down for safety reasons as well. So the site itself may not be as ideal as it was before because those mature trees will be lost, but there is a proposal to plant new trees in. So lighting was the other thing about how it's lit. Some of the monuments in the area are not lit. Obviously, the ones with the American flag are, as required by federal law, but they're not all lit at night. And so the decision to light it was something that they were interested in understanding why to, or preferably why not to light that statue. So First Selectman and his team was going to go back and get some choices and some answers to some questions for the commission, and we'll be back at a later meeting. So no decision on the statue. Next, we had an MI municipal improvement and a related site plan for the Thomas Lyon House at 760 West Putnam Avenue. It is the quaint little New England Colonial College cottage that you see on the south side of Route 1 when you're coming in from Port Chester. The building is in a little bit of need of some TLC, and the Greenwich Preservation Trust, which is a local not-for-profit who supports preservation efforts in the town, is interested in leasing the space, hosting sort of quarterly meetings there, and hosting tours of the building, but also restoring it so that it is in good condition for the foreseeable future. And the discussion involved some parking. As you probably noticed over there, there isn't a lot of space, or there's no space actually, to pull over and park and admire the building unless you go up to the top of Eugene Marlott Park and walk down. So not exactly the most convenient path to get there and partake in the building. So this proposal would include some parking. Commission wanted to understand if the parking lot was designed correctly, how many people are intended to visit there, if there's school buses and things like that that you may expect with a historic building, how do they get in and out. So the commission and the applicant agreed to convert the site plan to a preliminary, and they would come back with greater detail when they have some answers to those questions. But right now they'd like to go forward with the lease, which needs to go to the RTM for approval. So that was the municipal improvement was approved for the lease. The preliminary site plan conversion for the site plan was moved to final, and that'll be TBD at a later date. The Troutwanger family at 11 Carpenters Brook, they're looking to convert an existing structure into an ADU, an accessory dwelling unit. It's a current barn or outbuilding on the property, and they would like to just reuse it as a secondary unit. Not anything of note except the fact that this is in a conservation zone, which is a unique zone in town where subdivision was laid out with a significant amount of open space in exchange for Smaller lots with a little more density than would have been allowed as of right. And so this property is in that zone, approved with conditions there. We had a stipulation of settlement for 91 Cherry Valley Lane. This was a road, excuse me, not lane, road. This was a decision in the summertime that was denied by the commission. It was a house with a significant indoor athletic facility and a very modest dwelling unit attached to it. The applicant did not appreciate the denial and appealed. The commission and the applicant worked together for a solution, and the solution in the settlement is to essentially memorialize that this building would be used in common with the large residence next door that's owned by the same person. And if and when the athletic facility was to cease or come down, then that would be the only time that they'd be able to sell the property off separately. But so they're bound together legally now. Well, as soon as it's approved by a judge, but that'll be finalized hopefully within the next few months. But moving on from there. Next, we have Berkeley Insurance Company. This has been a long discussed renovation and rehabilitation of the properties at the corner of Davenport and Steamboat Road. This application received a variance for some of the continuations of the nonconformities that they had with the ZBA earlier in October. The site plan itself has some open issues, mostly with the Department of Public Works. The applicant was not able to get those addressed before the meeting last night, so there was a very short discussion and an extension to decide it at our next meeting. So no action there. Eagleview Holding, 1165 King Street, was postponed. Taco Project Greenwich is a zoning map amendment to move a rear building line designation for this block of Railroad Avenue. Essentially, when the town took property for the public parking, they granted the existing buildings amnesty from having parking requirements when we took the parking from them. And we've extended it a few times over our history since the 50s, but this is the first one on this part of Railroad Avenue. The commission was very hesitant to grant a decision that would give a parking waiver to the downtown when we are very much underparked and we have a high saturation rate. There's a 2022 DPW traffic study that indicates that at some points during busy times we may be up to 100% full in the afternoons in the downtown. Because of that, the commission felt that a amnesty sort of program for this block was not appropriate, and that a site-by-site development plan, which would have been the normal course of action, is better served, so that there is not a possible accumulation of high traffic generating uses down on that strip with the no parking. So they voted against the application, and that was the end of the discussion. Next, we had 18 Simmons Lane. This is a property of somewhat of note. It's been proposed for redevelopment several times in my tenure here with the town. This is the latest version. A very large house on a very bucolic street, and a lot of site development, as you would expect with a new home. House is probably about 20,000 square feet total, but it's a one-story living situation. So a lot of work. Wetlands approved the application at their meeting earlier in the month. We had some questions about the conservation of the property, saving trees, less development, site disturbance. And so the applicant was going to work to address some of those concerns, and with that item was left open. Next, we had Presbyterian Church of Old Greenwich, now known as Living Hope Community Church. They're looking to build a second manse on the property for the pastor and a three-car garage with an apartment for an associate pastor, and they're also looking to expand their parking lot. And the back and forth on this has been the amount of parking needed. I think there's a contingency of the commission that felt like they may not need as much parking as they're proposing. This being in a low-lying area that floods, it would be great to have less impervious surface. The applicant thinks that they are a burgeoning community, and they think that they need that parking in the immediate future. And so the commission is debating on the decision-making on this. They closed the application, so there's no more testimony, and their decision-making process will begin as soon as the next meeting, but no decision made on that. That ended the regular meeting, the public hearing. We then went on to three discussion items, one at 66 Cherry Valley, which was a preview of an ADU conversion to a large, very large secondary dwelling on the property at 66 Cherry Valley. The next was the Greenwich Tree Conservancy, which is looking to use space at, the Dingletown Church at 376 Sandwich Road as a not-for-profit office space and educational center. This was a long discussion. Neighbors in the area talked about the flooding, the bucolic nature of the site. I feel like I'm saying a lot tonight, the parking and the activities of the property, the church in its final years was obviously less attended than at its peak, and having more people possibly attend the property was a concern for the neighborhood and the commission, finding the right size, again, for parking and activities. So that was the major comments. They will be back with a site plan probably in the near future. And last was the Bolt family at 295 Taconic. This is a historic property in the town, and they are looking to renovate their barn into an accessory dwelling unit as well. Needs to go to HDC for their approval as a historic property and then come back to the commission for a special permit because of the size. Nothing really much of note. It's a good adaptive reuse. Hope the building's in good shape. So that was the end of our meeting.
All right, great, Pat. And when's next meeting and anything of note?
Sure. Next meeting will be on November 12th, 1165 King Street and Steamboat Road will be back. We will also be talking about 618 Indian Field Road, and the Toyota dealership and their renovations and expansion, or not expansion, it should be, no, expansion of the building, renovation of the parking lot in the back will be back as well.
All right, fantastic. Pat, as always, thanks for your time this morning, and be well. We'll talk next month.
Thank you, Tony.
That is Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, joining us after last night's P&Z meeting here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.